Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Department of Defense, the National Defense Strategy for 2022. Within two documents, two parts of the documents are profound, the Nuclear Posture Review and the Missile Defense Review. This document includes new understanding of how the adversaries in Ukraine and the adversaries about the potential conflict over Taiwan are now regarded with special language. China, the People's Republic of China, is the pacing threat. Russia, the Russian Federation, is the acute threat. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, is here with me, my colleague and co-host, and we're very pleased to welcome Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center to comment on this document and especially the nuclear posture review within this document. Rick, a very good evening to you. Pacing threat and acute threat. Can you, in general, say, does that mean one is more threatening than the other? Does that mean that they're both threatening and in combination, they're overwhelming? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. The review combined with comments by named and then a press conference with unnamed administration officials makes clear that we are in a new era in which we are facing nuclear threats from Russia and China. China is termed the larger, broader threat in terms of both nuclear and non-nuclear military challenges and global challenges, while Russia is the more immediate threat with all of the threats that Putin has been making about the use of nuclear weapons. And President Biden himself on October 6th really encapsulated his fears when he said, quote, "I don't think there's any such thing as an ability to easily loose a tactical nuclear weapon and not end up with Armageddon," unquote. Now, if we are facing that level of threat in which we have to deter not just tactical nuclear weapon use, but a general exchange of nuclear weapons that would end up in Armageddon, one would have hoped that the Biden defense review, nuclear posture review, and missile defense review would reflect something of the fears that we are now forced to confront and deter a nuclear threat that could also be combined. There is acknowledgement in some of the statements surrounding the release of this document that Russia and China are increasingly aligned. Well, we can look at their alignment development over the last decade and see all of the cooperation that they've initiated in the area of missile defense. And we just have to ask, are they also cooperating in missile offense? I think Biden is correct to highlight how close we are to a spiraling nuclear threat that could end up in Armageddon. But I don't think that the actions, the programs outlined in these reviews rises to that level of threat and can provide the kind of assurance to Americans that, look, we're aware of what's going on, and we're just not going to let a combined China and Russia nuclear threat result in coercion, let's say, scare us away from defending Taiwan or our other allies elsewhere, or that our weakness would tempt China and Russia to combine and pose an actual threat of this Armageddon. The review simply ratifies ongoing modernization programs, but there's no buildup of American nuclear weapons. We will remain at 1550 until 2026. China, in my opinion, is now sprinting and has the potential of having 4,000 deployed nuclear warheads by the end of this decade. That's at least the math that is suggested by the missiles they have now and all the new silos that they're building. And if you consider that Chinese ICBMs can carry 10 warheads each, these numbers grow very quickly. And this is basically public knowledge, but there's no response to this kind of buildup in the Biden defense reviews. And furthermore, the missile defense review states clearly that we will not defend our homeland. We will not use missile defense to defend against a general nuclear attack against the homeland. North Korea, yes, we'll defend against that threat, but we will not defend against China and Russia, which have been cooperating in missile defense and investing heavily in missile defense over the last decade.
Gordon, you have a question for Rick.
Rick, you mentioned that the United States is limited to 1,550 warheads. That's the New START treaty, which, as you say, it continues until 2026. Only the Russian Federation and the United States are parties to New START. China is not a party to the agreement. It would seem to me that the Biden administration either needs to get China in the agreement very quickly, which I think is impossible, or terminate New START, because it seems that we are basically accepting inferiority as you assume Russia and China move closer together, which I think we have to at this point. What are your feelings on this?
Gordon, I would agree with you completely. Yes, we have our arms tied behind our back. China is going for broke. In my opinion, the intelligence community, public intelligence community figures say 1,000 nuclear warheads. But that math doesn't add up. If you put a 10-warhead ICBM and all these new missile silos that the Chinese are building, you're getting way past 3,000. You're approaching 4,000. And indeed, yes, China has made clear to the United States for decades that it has no interest, no desire, and will not engage in any kind of arms control agreements. China wants superiority. China wants to be able to dictate to the United States and our allies what we will and will not do. And having 3, 4, 5 times as many nuclear weapons as the United States is a good way to achieve a position to do just that. And that is my opinion of China's goal. These documents, the strategy, should have at least acknowledged the potential for a combined Russia-China nuclear threat. And the logical reaction to that is for the United States to build up its forces, yes, abandon New START as quickly as possible and start building up our nuclear forces so that Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin are not tempted to combine their nuclear forces and strike us.
Rick, I read from the Nuclear Posture Review part of this overall document. This includes a commitment to responsible stewardship of our nuclear weapons, constructive collaboration with our allies, capital allies, and partners, pragmatic approaches to arms control and nonproliferation, and responsible technology innovation that enhances stability. That's a big sentence, and I want to pull apart a couple of details in it to understand. Technology innovation that enhances stability. I believe the recent news from the DOD is that the decision has been made to deploy our very best and latest tactical nuclear weapons called Dial-A-Yield. You can set the warhead for either 0.3 kiloton up to 15 kiloton. That sounds like an innovation. I also believe that the approach to arms control and nonproliferation, from the remarks that you've made and Gordon have made, that seems a utopian idea that's buried somewhere in the 20th century language. And also this business about collaboration with our allies and partners. Does that mean NATO? Does that mean France and Great Britain because they are nuclear powers? It's a puzzle here who we're collaborating with. This is Cold War language post-Gorbachev, and it seems inappropriate. There are other parts of it, but I ask you to comment on that. Innovation, nonproliferation, and allies and partners. Do those things exist?
John, your questions are all appropriate, and we should be looking for answers from the administration to these questions in the coming days and months. Innovation, sending just tactical nuclear bombs to Europe that have to be carried by aircraft that could be easily be shot down by very advanced Russian surface-to-air missile systems. That's not an innovation. An innovation would be the introduction of nuclear-armed ballistic and cruise missiles to Europe and Asia, the basing of these weapons in a cooperative sense, joint basing, NATO-style, in both Europe and in Asia. We need to involve our allies to a far greater degree in the business of regional nuclear deterrence. Simply basing about, as open sources estimate, 150 to 200 tactical nuclear bombs in Europe, while Russia has an estimated 10,000 non-strategic nuclear weapons, doesn't quite do it, in my opinion. China could very well be in deep deception mode when they've repeatedly told our people for the last 20 years that they have no tactical nuclear weapons. I don't believe that for a second. And we need tactical nuclear weapons again redeployed to our Asian allies to deter both a North Korean nuclear threat that's growing and a regional Chinese nuclear threat that we have not yet begun to to understand, in my opinion.
Well, this idea about allies and partners, Rick, does that mean that some are more equal than others, that Britain and France, because they're nuclear powers, are our allies and partners is the NATO lot, you know, Germany and Romania? Can you pull this language apart, or is it meant to be sort of so utopian we're not meant to question?
Well, no, we are meant to question it, John. And indeed, Britain and France are nuclear powers, but we should be telling them publicly, look, you're going to need a nuclear force that may be twice, three times what you have now in order to deter combined China-Russia nuclear threats.
We're speaking with Rick Fisher, International Assessment and Strategy Center, about a new document from the DOD that includes in it a nuclear posture review and a missile defense review. Gordon Chang is with me. Rick Fisher is with me. And when we come back, what do we learn from this? I'll come down to a romantic way of putting that question. Do we need a new hotline to Beijing? I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.